This is Sunday 5/10/26. This is a teaching, AGF, Kingdom Concepts, Fishers of Men, Part 3. As I have stressed many times over this year that our focus to get the church back on track must be winning the lost, spreading the gospel wherever we go. This is how it all began when Jesus went back and laid down the Great Commission. Change the heart of the people and the nation will change. If this does not happen, then it will not last. No matter what kind of changes they make, it'll go back like a dog to the vomit. That's the way the earth under the God of this world is. We must pick up where we got off course, simply being gospel-minded, commission-minded, fishers of men. The church must return to kingdom operations. No one is above another in kingdom operations. Each has their part to play, and it takes all of us to get together to pull this off. No more big dog mentality, but body mentality. We're going to go look at Matthew 18. Verse 1 there. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it would be better for him that a millstone be hanged about his neck, that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut it off, cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, neither having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Sounds like he's talking about baggage, doesn't it? What I just had in that word. Emotions, emotional baggage gets in the way. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man has come to save that which is lost. How thank you, if a man have 100 sheep, one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than all the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish. You know, that's the thing. If people would realize, why did Jesus come? To save. Save from what? Hell. All people are doomed to go to hell if they don't receive God's sacrifice of Jesus. This is to be our focus. Imagine if we could just get two or three to agree. That's Matthew 18, 18, 19, and 20. Any two agree is touching anything they shall ask. Binding and loosing is kingdom operation. Keep going here, Matthew 18. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word should be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as a heathen man and a publican. You know where offense comes from? Well, just look at all the different kind of denominations of churches and all their varieties of stuff they believe in. It wasn't that way in the beginning. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, whatsoever shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that ye shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Surely that's enough. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which took account of his servants, and when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and his children, and all that he had in payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. His fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt, because thou desirest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? His Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do unto you if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. No matter what it is, you got to let it go. This is our focus for kingdom operation. The church is going to have to get over their differences and come together. Forgiveness is kingdom operation. It's Matthew 19:14. Jesus said, suffer little children, forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Childlike faith is kingdom operation. Let's go to verse 16 there. And behold, one came and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? He said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is no one good but God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, which? Jesus said, thou shalt do not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell all that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceeding amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said unto them, verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 tribes, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. This is kingdom operation. You choose to lay down your life, pick up your cross, and follow him. You really don't have a life anymore. But you'll get it back. What you gave up and more, you'll get it back. Chapter 20 here, let me get a drink right quick. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. When he agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour. They received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed they should have received more. They likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last hath wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with my own. Or is it not? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, or the shall be first and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. So everyone that's born again, nobody gets anything different than the other. Everyone gets the same. Whether they came late or you did it for the long haul. Okay, kingdom operation. The greatest thing any believer could do is to renew their mind with God's word so they can know God's will and where they fit in the body of Christ. Just as the physical body is placing a certain, just as the physical body is placed a certain way to function, so is Christ's body. Graced and placed, this is kingdom operation. I mean, what good is it if you get lots of members and you just keep growing and growing and growing, but nobody knows what they want to do? And I had heard that big church out there, that they had one of the best minister helps. Well, they did have things to try to qualify people to put them in places that they felt like they fit. Maybe not spiritual, but natural. So, you know, people that have their place and find their place are the most satisfied. That's why you see them out there. Some of them have been out there for 40 years. Because normally you don't see that. Unless it's just a ritualistic type church, you just do your little ritual and go home every week. Okay, These are just the basics. If a person does not do this, they will be unsatisfied and never feel like they have a purpose in life. Unfulfilled. It's really very simple. Instead of a written test to find out what you're naturally good at, seeking the Holy Spirit to show them their place is the thing to do in the body of Christ. Only they can fill that place. No wonder the church has been overrun by the world, for the church is being doing it the world's way instead of God's way. He has ordained everyone before the foundation of the world to fill their place in the body of Christ. What a shame and a waste if this is not followed. It causes the body of Christ to be dysfunctional. We can't flow as a body because of this dysfunction. Because everyone has their place and nobody can fill your place. People don't get that. Nobody can fill your place in the body. There is no competition in this place. Graced in place, this is God's way. 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the body. But the body saying, you can't say that, I don't need you. No, it's about how the natural body works and is in conjunction with each part, aiding each other. That's the way it's supposed to be in the body of Christ. When it's done the right way, then love becomes the way. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. No one else can take your place, and if you're not in your place, it disrupts the body because there's a part missing. When this happens, we can move as one and accomplish the Great Commission. Everyone doing their part, following the Holy Spirit, you can't miss it. You cannot miss it. Okay, Matthew 22. Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready, and come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth the armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. But when the king came to see the guests, he saw there a man which was not had not on a wedding garment. He said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? He was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen. Oh, that seems harsh, doesn't it? Harsh? Well, that's the Lord's way. Organized religion has always caused evil in this world. Jesus warned us about it. He talks about in Matthew 23 about those that want to sit in Moses' seat. Don't be like them. Brother Hagin said this in his book, Plans, Purposes, and Pursuits, about having different kinds of meetings for different kinds of purposes. The youth must be taught to not be feckless and silly, feeling like they must be entertained to keep their interest in God. We must teach them to be fishers of men. Each age group has a different demographic. Everyone wanting the Lord to come, how can he when we have not done our part? This is Matthew 24. It says he can't come yet. Right here. I'm talking about when he physically comes here. The disciples are asking him when he was coming. They said right here in this gospel, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom must or shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We're waiting on him, got our suitcases ready, but he's saying, no, you got it the wrong way. I'm waiting on you to get busy and occupy till I come. I'm telling you, this is going to have to be a focal point. Train the newbies correctly, the Lord said. Train them correctly, and then they will stick with it. This is how Jesus started out. He went and demonstrated, and then he sent his disciples out. And then later they became apostles. And when he was gone back to heaven, they went and started doing what he did. Youth don't need entertainment. They need to be taught how to fish. There's no greater thing in the world than bringing others into the kingdom of God. I just got a couple of scriptures and we're done. Matthew 5. Jesus is teaching about on the Sermon of the Mount. Let's see. He makes a statement here. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The gospel is supposed to be attractive. We must go back to what Jesus did and what he saw the apostles do, or what we saw the apostles do in the book of Acts. That's when the church really started. It's not about numbers, but about divine appointments. One more scripture. This is Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.